Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. While at the Carolina Theater in Durham, that's on West Morgan Street, of course, you can call 919-560-3030 or 888-241-8162. Now, coming in on Tuesday, June 9th, it's Michael McDonald. Tickets start at $47. The performance is at 8. Sunday, June 14th, Kids Bop Kids, the Make Some Noise Tour. The Kids Bop Kids are taking the stage to perform kid-friendly versions of today's biggest hits in this high-energy and interactive show. The Make Some Noise live show is the ultimate family concert experience that guarantees to get everyone singing and dancing. Tickets start at $20. Performances at 5 and 7:30. That's on Sunday, June 14th. Monday, June 15th, it's Morrissey, one of the most iconic and influential artists of our time. Morrissey has become a touchstone of indie, rock, and alternative music. Tickets for that show on Monday, June 15th, start at $41.50. The show is at 8 o'clock. Tuesday, June 16th, an evening with David Crosby. Legendary singer-songwriter and social justice activist David Crosby is a two-time Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, inducted as a member of both the iconic folk rock band The Byrds, with whom he first rose to stardom, and the iconic Woodstock-era-defining group Crosby, Stills, and Nash. Tickets start at $47. The show is at 8. Thursday, June 25th, Stuff You Should Know. This is the award-winning podcast hosted by Chuck and Josh and produced by the venerable website How Stuff Works. Twice weekly since 2008, Stuff You Should Know has released a mind-addling array of episodes cracking open the mechanics, history, cultural and scientific impact of topics like Ouija boards, asteroid mining, termites, the use of MDMA to treat mental illness, the game of horseshoes, gender reassignment surgery, what would happen if the Earth stopped spinning, and a whole lot more. That's Thursday, June 25th, Stuff You Should Know. Friday, June 26th, Carolina Jazz on Tour, the Rippingtons. This Grammy-nominated jazz outfit has enjoyed nearly four decades of well-traveled, inspired musical songbook. Audiences first took big notice of the group with the bold release Moonlighting in 1986. Tickets start at $45, and the performance is at 8. The North Carolina Museum of Art, of course, Blue Ridge Road, Raleigh, 919-839-6262. Friday, June 12th, it is Ed Stevenson and the Paco Band at 5:30. Friday, June 12th, Brandi Carlile at 8. Seattle-based alt-country singer-songwriter Brandi Carlile makes her first North Carolina Museum of Art appearance. Carlile broke through in 2007 with her album, The Story, produced by T-Bone Burnett, which won her praise from All Music Guides, a singular talent. Wednesday, June 17th, it's Gary Clark Jr. Gary is the brilliant guitarist, singer, songwriter from Austin, Texas, who exploded on the music scene at Eric Clapton's 2010 Crossroads Guitar Festival. He not only electrified the audience, but also got a personal note from Clapton saying, "Thank you. You make me want to play again." dancing is permitted in front of the stage. Performances at 8, tickets $40 reserved, $29 general admission. Friday, June 19th, it's Nico Case. Thursday, June 25th, King Sonny Ade and his African Beats at 8 o'clock. King Sonny Ade was born into the royal family of Ondo, Nigeria, and shocked his parents by embarking on a career in music. But it was a decision that made him a superstar in his homeland and took a style of Nigerian social music known as juju to worldwide acclaim. Friday, June 26, Peter Lamb and the Wolves returned to the Museum of Art at 5:30. Friday, July 3rd, The Beast at 5:30. Friday, July 10th, Onyx Club Boys also at 5:30. Saturday, July 11th, The Paris Combo. That's at 8 o'clock. The magnificent French ensemble Paris Combo first performed at the North Carolina Museum of Art at the close of Festival Rodin in 2000. Since then, the band has continued to make critically acclaimed recordings and travel the world. Okay, let's move on to the Durham Performing Arts Center. Tickets are available through the following: DPACNC.com, DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or contact Ticketmaster. June 11th through the 13th, Shenwei Dance Arts. Shenwei Dance Arts was founded at the American Dance Festival in 2000 and is celebrating the 15th anniversary of producing dazzling works that draw on influences as varied as traditional Chinese culture and arts, European surrealism, American high modernism, and the ritual power of ancient drama. That's June 11th through the 13th, Shenwei Dance Arts at DPAC. Then June 18th through the 20th, Palobolus, making its annual summer pilgrimage to ADF. Palobolus presents the ADF-commissioned world premiere of Threshold 2015. Friday and Saturday, June 26 and 27, Soledad Barrio and Noche Flamenca. Claimed by critics for its exceptionally emotional performances, Noche Flamenca is one of the most authentic flamenco companies performing today, and Soledad Barrio is its star. July 2nd through the 4th, Paul Taylor Dance Company. Paul Taylor Dance Company will be back to present the classic work Esplanade, 1975. Set to Bach and based on everyday movement, walking, running, jumping, and sliding, the dance remains as daringly exuberant and eloquent today as the day it appeared. Friday and Saturday, July 10 and 11, Bill T. Jones, Arnie Zane Dance Company. They present Analogy Dora, Tramontane, the first of three new evening-length works from Analogy, a trilogy. The trilogy brings into light the different types of war we fight, and in particular, the war within ourselves. And then Sunday, July 12th, Flowetry Reunion featuring Marcia Ambrosius and Natalie Stewart with special guest Eric Robertson and the Foreign Exchange. All right, at the Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts, 919-996-8700. Sunday, June 14th, Raleigh Ringers Spring Concert at May Mandy Concert Hall. Tickets $19.14, and the performance is at 3 p.m. June 17th through the 20th is the Miss North Carolina pageant at Memorial Auditorium. June 17th through the 28th, A Few Good Men, Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night series at Kennedy Theater. Best line in there, of course, is, "You can't handle the truth." Wednesday, June 24th, it is Boys to Men. North Carolina Symphony at Maimandi Concert Hall. Fresh off the release of their album Collide, Boyz II Men returned to Raleigh following their sold-out performance with the North Carolina Symphony in 2013. Don't miss this one night event only. Tickets $38 to $89. Performance is at 7:30. July 8th through the 26th, Dreamgirls, Theater Raleigh's Hot Summer Night Series at Kennedy Theater. Saturday, July 11th, it's R5. Sometime Last Night Tour, Memorial Auditorium. Tickets $29.50 to $42.29. Performance is at 7. Saturday, July 18th, Carolina Music Awards at Fletcher Opera Theater. Carolina Music Awards have been given to over 180 music artists who have received over 240,000 votes from fans and were selected from over 1,800 nominees over the past years. Tickets range from $27.14 to $37.14. The show starts at 8 o'clock. At PNC Arena, tickets can be purchased at the PNC Arena box office, all Ticketmaster outlets by phone at 800-745-3000, or online at thepncarena.com. Well, coming up June 9th, Tuesday, Taylor Swift, her 1989 World Tour. Thursday, July 23rd, it is Sam Smith. Friday, August 28th, Motley Crue's final tour with special guest Alice Cooper. Tickets $20 to $99.50. And then Thursday, September 24th, Ariana Grande with special guest Prince Royce. Moving to Duke performances, the phone number there, 919-660-3356. The box office number, 919-684-4444. All performances are at Duke Gardens. Tickets at all of the following shows are $10. $5 for Duke students and employees, and kids 12 and under are free. Wednesday, June 10th, Music Maker Review with Cool John Ferguson and Sam Fraser Jr. Music Maker Relief Foundation is a nonprofit based in Hillsboro, North Carolina, dedicated to helping the true pioneers and forgotten heroes of the blues gain recognition and meet their day-to-day needs. The organization is currently commemorating its 20th anniversary, and in celebration, has collaborated with Duke Performance's Music in the Gardens for this fine series of multi-artist summer concerts. Wednesday, June 17th, it is Dom Flemons Trio. Multi-instrumentalist and singer Dom Flemons is a co-founder of the Grammy-winning Carolina Chocolate Drops and has recorded 3 albums under his own name. The Boston Globe calls Dom Flemons a torchbearer in contemporary American roots music, blending his love of old-time styles with an interest in their history. Monday, June 22nd, Duke performances, Phil Cook's Southland Review. And this is 3 performances in a row, and June 22nd, June 23rd, and June 24th. The first night on the 22nd of June, Trials, Troubles, and Heartache. Tuesday, June 23rd, Are You Ready for the Jubilee? And Wednesday, June 24th, Introducing Southland Mission. Wednesday, July 1st, it's Laurel and Dossett, or Dossett, Greensboro musician, co-founded the roots country outfit Polecat Creek, and she's recently been on the road as part of Rihanna Gittens' touring band. Laurel Lynn has collaborated with the late, great Levon Helm, banjo virtuoso Joe Newberry, and the venerable North Carolina Symphony. She also performs on a regular basis at Merle Fest. Wednesday, July 8th, Alice Gerard and Raina Gellert. Wednesday, July 15th, the Music Maker Review, Boo Hanks, John D. Holman, Ironing Board Sam, and Williette Hinton. Wednesday, July 22nd, it is Diali Sisoko and Kira Ba. Wednesday, July 29th, Music Maker Review once again, Pat Mother Blues Cohen and Big Ron Hunter. Okay, we'll take a look at some free or low-cost summer concerts around the Triangle. Carolina Inn's Fridays on the Front Porch is back for another season in Chapel Hill. Enjoy free live music every Friday through October 3rd, 5 to 8 p.m. 140 West Franklin Plaza in Chapel Hill hosts events every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. until June 19th. Raleigh's Oak City 7 is back for another summer. The concerts are held on Thursdays from 5 to 10:30, City Plaza, Fayetteville Street, downtown Raleigh. Scheduled concerts are set for June 11th and 25th, July 9th and 23rd, and August 6th and 20th. Also, there's Pickin' in the Plaza, downtown Raleigh's free summer bluegrass concerts. Pickin' in the Plaza concerts are also held on Thursdays on the following dates this summer: June 18th, July 2nd, 16th, and 30th, and then August 13th and 27th. A Southern Summer Concert Outdoor Concert Series through September 20th, Southern Village Chapel Hill, free concerts on the Village Green each Sunday starting at 6. Live in the District Music Series at Village Marketplace, Morrisville, each Thursday night through June 18th, from 6 to 8:30. Then there's Saturdays in Saxapahaw, events at the Hay Wagon Stage through August 29th. The weekly festivities include performances by top bands featuring bluegrass, back porch, blues, folk, gospel, Latin, Celtic, funk, roots, Americana, and old-time music. Festivities take place every Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. through the end of August. Then, of course, there's the Warehouse Blues Concert Series, four dates in July, July 10th, 17th, 24th, and 31st. All events are free and open to the public. This is the annual Warehouse Blues Series, four Fridays of live blues concert. A blues harmonica masterclass is also held, complete with shiny new harmonicas for the kids. Chatham County's Bynum Front Porch Friday Night Music Series runs through September from 7 to 9 p.m. There's also Bynum Front Porch Pickin'. It takes place the second and fourth Saturdays each month from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Weaver Street Market, the Carborough store, After Hours Music on the Lawn, Thursdays from 6:30 to 8:30. And then there's Jazz Brunch on Sundays from 11 to 1. At the Hillsboro store, Hillsboro Outdoors every Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. And at the Southern Village store, there's Wind Down Wednesdays, 5:30 to 7:30. Cary has a number of concert events, Downtown Performance Series, which will resume after the Downtown Cary Streetscape Project, and the same for the 7 o'clock Rock Series. Starlight Concert Series in Cary, the concerts are free and take place in the beautiful gardens of the Paige Walker Arts and History Center on the fourth Friday of the month through September. Sertoma Concerts Series, held at Sertoma Amphitheater inside Bond Park. Concerts are free and scheduled for June 12th, 13th, and 26th, July 11th, and August 8th. There's Clayton's Town Square Concert Series. The Clayton Town Square Concerts are always the third Thursday of every month through September. Toast and Tunes Concerts, Clower Family Vineyards Apex, held the second Saturday of each month through November from 2 to 4 p.m. As always, a listing of Carolina music festivals. June 12th and 13th, it is the Charlie Poole Music Festival in Eden, and that takes place at the Governor Moorhead Park. June 12th and 13th, Blue Ridge Barbecue and Music Festival in Tryon, Harmon Field. June 12th and 13th as well, Pop Ferguson Blues Heritage Festival in Lenoir. That takes place in downtown Lenoir. June 13th, Bluff Mountain Festival Hot Springs, the Hot Springs Spa and Campground. June 13 and 14, NODA Summer Music Fest in Charlotte. That takes in place in the NODA District. June 13th through the 20th, Dewey Fest Burlington. That's held at Maplewood Hills. June 18th through August 2nd, Brevard Summer Institute and Festival in Brevard. This takes place at the Brevard Music Center and nearby venues. June 25th through the 27th, the Big What. This takes place in Mebane at Lynch Farm. June 26 and 27, Bikers for Bikers Foundation Spring Rally in Vander. Takes place at Vander Civic Association Park. June 26th through the 28th, State Annual Singing Convention in Benson at the Benson Singing Grove. Also wanted to remind you about the Hopscotch Music Festival. The lineup is out. The festival plan for September 10th through the 12th will feature 130 bands at various clubs in downtown Raleigh. The event will also include concerts each night in City Plaza. Canadian post-rock band Godspeed You, Black Emperor, will headline the City Plaza stage on Thursday, September 10th, with Atlanta's Deer Hunter as the opener. The following night, indie rock band TV on the Radio will headline with Tycho. Durham's own Carlita Durand, will be the opening act. On Saturday, September 12th, country singer, songwriter, and actor Dwight Yoakam will headline. Los Angeles band X and local favorites American Aquarium and the Vibe Killers will open. VIP passes, which allow you to skip lines at club shows, and three-day passes are on sale now through etix.com. Single-day passes and City Plaza tickets will go on sale this summer. Events coming up at North Hills. Of course, you've got the Midtown Beach Music Series that takes place on Thursday evenings through August 6th at the Commons. There's also the Midtown Bluegrass Series. Concerts are held Sundays at Midtown Park from 5 to 7 p.m. Saturday, June 13th, Kids Notes Get Down in Midtown, a summer concert and fundraiser headlined by The Beast, a big band with openers Orquestra, Gardell, and the Kids Notes All-Stars. The concert 4 to 8 at Midtown Park. And, of course, Friday Night Tributes every Friday from August 14th through October 16th. Midtown Events will be hosting the Friday Night Tribute Series in Midtown Park from 7 to 9. All righty, on the audio description information, we do have an addition or two. Tuesday, June 23rd, Common Enemy Triad Stage at 7:30. Friday, June 26th, The Color Purple Justice Theater at 8 p.m. Friday, June 26th, 100-Foot Journey, North Carolina Museum of Art Outdoor Movies at 9 p.m. Friday, July 17th, To Kill a Mockingbird, once again, North Carolina Museum of Art Outdoor Movies at 9 p.m. Saturday, July 25th, The Buddy Holly Story, North Carolina Theater at 2 p.m. And Saturday, August 22nd, Interstellar, North Carolina Museum of Art Outdoor Movies at 8:30. The annual Farm to Fork Picnic is expanding beyond a one-day event to a full weekend of events. That's June 5th, 6th, and 7th. Garner Performing Arts Center That's on West Garner Road. The phone number there, 919-661-4602. Saturday, June 27th, Making Lemonade at 5. Again, these are all at the Garner Performing Arts Center. August 6, 7, and 8, Shrek the Musical Jr. And October 16, 17, 23, and 24, Lend Me a Tenor. The Holly Springs Cultural Center, 919-567-4000. June 16th at 11 a.m., Carolina Puppet Theater presents The Little Red Hen. Tickets are $5. June 26th, Summer at the Springs Outdoor Concert Series with John Henry. That concert series is also scheduled for July 10th with Mystique and July 24th with the Southern Grace Band. Okay, some North Carolina festivals and events to check out in coming weeks. June 13th, we've got two on the list, Arts by the Sea Festival, Swansboro, and the Hildebrand Classic Cruise Inn. June 20th, two events, North Carolina Blueberry Festival in Burgaw, and the third annual Wake Forest Charity Car Show, both those events June 20th. June 21st, Ashboro Summer Concert Series. June 26 and 27, Liberty Mountain and Kings Mountain. July, and that takes place, in addition to June 26 and 27, it also takes place July 3rd through the 5th, July 10th through the 12th, and July 17th through the 19th. June 27th through July 4th, Fun Fourth Festival in Greensboro. June 27th, Hildebrand Classic Cruise Inn. June 30th through July 4th, Southeast Old Threshers Reunion at Denton Farm Park. July 2nd through the 4th, Harrisburg July 4th Celebration. July 2nd, Rockingham Plaza Jam Concert Series. July 3rd, Annual Garner Independence Day Celebration. July 3rd and 4th, it's Christmas in July Festival. That is in West Jefferson. And, of course, there are any number of July 4th celebrations to partake. Corolla, Swansboro, Lillington, Chapel Hill, High Point, Kings Mountain, and the list just goes on and on. There are several in the area. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it. And be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call at 919-832-5138. So long, until next time.